The Sentry by Robert Crace. Read by William Roberts. New Orleans, 2005. Monday, 4:28 a.m. The narrow French Quarter room was smoky with cheap candles that smelled of honey. Daniel stared through broken shutters and shivering glass up the length of the alley, catching a thin slice of Jackson Square through curtains of gale-force rain that swirled through New Orleans like mad bats riding the storm. Daniel had never seen rain fall up before. Daniel loved these damned hurricanes. He folded back the shutters, then opened the window. Rain hit him good. It tasted of salt and smelled of dead fish and weeds. The Cat 5 wind clawed through New Orleans at better than 100 miles an hour. But back here, in the alley, in a cheap one-room apartment over a po'boy shop, the wind was no stronger than an arrogant breeze. The power in this part of the quarter had gone out almost an hour ago, hence the candles Daniel found in the manager's office. Emergency lighting fed by battery packs lit a few nearby buildings, giving a creepy blue glow to the shimmering walls. Most everyone in the surrounding buildings had gone. Not everyone, but most. The stubborn, the helpless, and the stupid had stayed. Like Daniel's friend, Tolly. Tolly had stayed. Stupid. And now here they were in an empty building, surrounded by empty buildings, in an outrageous storm that had forced more than 1 million people out of the city. But Daniel kind of dug it. All this noise and all this emptiness.